Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory and one more special guest. Hi, Jess.
That's right. So those that have been following along know that I've been sharing our interns with the community. Kansas 4-H got a grant that helped combat COVID learning loss 3 years ago. And this is our last summer for it.
Nah.
I know. I'm sad. But we have four interns this summer, and this is our last one to introduce herself. So today, this morning, I have Addison Easter with us, and I'm going to hand the microphone to her to introduce herself.
All right. Well, welcome, Addison. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now, do you have a 4-H background?
I do. I grew up in 4-H, and I did FFA in high school and all that jazz. So
You have the whole ag history going on.
Everything,
there.
Yep.
Well, what was your area in 4-H? Did you do the livestock? Was it photography?
Was it everything?
All. Everything.
Yep, I did it all. So I did livestock, and then I did cooking, photography, arts and crafts. She loves my art. Jess loves my art.
She's quite the artist.
Outstanding. That's always a plus.
I love baking, anything, so, yep.
Okay. Time to go dig through the recipe books.
I know.
I haven't had breakfast yet.
Yeah.
We need to change the subject
now.
Let's go. So, you've got the background with 4-H. What prompted you to go for the internship?
So, this is actually my second year doing the internship.
Oh,
I did it
okay.
last year as well. And I just really loved it. I love working with kids. I also play like softball, so I'm able to coach little kids, and just getting to have that connection with them is amazing. So I love it.
Were there any particular challenges that you had last year, or any that you're thinking you might be facing this year? You've done it before, you've got it under your belt and all, but we know how things can change at the drop of a hat.
So the thing that really like amazed me doing this internship is, so my grandma's a teacher, and this is going on her 40th year. So I've been in the classroom trying to figure out like what goes through kids' brains and whatnot, and I've helped her out in the classroom a lot. And so just seeing how much COVID has affected kids' learning and their behaviors. And so going through this internship last year, figuring out how to manage their behaviors and help them out and listen to them is really important.
I would expect that the listening is probably going to be the thing that has the most positive impact overall.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're little and you have a little voice, it doesn't seem like many people are going to hear that. And you're going to, that's an outlet you can give them.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we've really, like, emphasized, I feel like, this summer a lot more than we did last summer, is making sure that every kid that we come in contact with has a voice. And, like, we'll do small groups, and I make sure that everyone has a comment or something like that.
So, get everybody involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as far as involvement goes, what are you most looking forward to with this summer's internship?
I feel like this whole group of interns this year just really is positive and has the same goal this year. And it already has paid off, I feel like, with the groups, because we'll walk into a group that we had last week and they'll come up and give you hugs and they'll remember your name. And just having that connection is just amazing. So
the connection, the impact,
yes.
And it sounds like some pretty good camaraderie as well.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah. So with your grandmother as a teacher and having done this before and everything, how do you plan to carry this internship and last year's into your future?
So I actually... Softball is another thing. I talk about softball a lot because I play softball.
Hey, but, there you go.
I want to become a coach and do camps and whatnot for them. And
oh, excellent.
Doing this internship, I feel like, has really helped me, like being able to explain things to kids that they may not have any idea about, and just having that spark with them too whenever they figure out something. I just love it because I know how much that impacted me as a kid doing 4-H and learning all these skills through FFA and 4-H, and how much it has made me grow as a person. And just seeing that with, because I have a little brother, and seeing him grow up and having that spark with 4-H is just awesome. So,
is that kind of what prompted you to get into 4-H to begin with?
So my parents were in 4-H, and so they kind of like shoved me into it and was like, here, have a go.
Do the thing.
And then my grandmother, she was the one that pushed them. So she's the one that helped me out with like all my projects and whatnot whenever I was little. So like, I don't know, just being able to grow up and now do these projects on my own and teach my brother what I've learned is don't know. I think that's pretty cool.
No, I think that's pretty cool too. Yeah. Definitely. Well, very glad you're here. Hope you have a great summer. And with any luck, we'll get a chance to talk to you again.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Jessica, do you have any special plugs for us now that we are into July and we know what's around the corner?
County fair season. You know, I get so excited for county fair season, though. I get to work with our 4-H'ers throughout the whole year, but I never feel like they're close to me like fair time. And I love it when they're at the fair and I get to see them for those whole 4 or 5 days and get to know them better. And so we're excited. It's going to be here before we know it. I hope you're all frantically working on your projects, finishing up those last minute things. And we'll see you at the county fair very soon.
And just like a real pressure cooker, something fantastic is going to come out of this one too, I'm sure.
It will. It will. No doubt.
All right. Well, you've picked 4 winners, I'd say. And with any luck, I hope there is a new grant coming down the pike so you can do this again.
Me too.
I'm already excited to see how this summer goes.
Yeah. If you're listening and know of an opportunity, I'm happy to have that conversation.
Hey. So. All right. Fingers crossed to hop on that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for joining us today, and we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.